A Plant City man was killed last night after Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies zapped him 3 times with a taser gun. 46-year-old Ronnie Wilson was with his family in Plant City last night when he became violent, causing them to contact the sheriff's office. According to the sheriff's department, Wilson became violent after he neglected to take his medication. He had smashed the windshield of his mother's Nissan pickup with his fist, which led to his mother using a garden hose to spray water on him to try to subdue him. That's when a family member called the sheriff's department, saying they wanted him removed. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Debbie Carter takes it from there.
So when the first deputy arrived on the scene, he discovered Wilson was still sitting in the vehicle, and he engaged him in conversation and immediately realized that he needed to be removed and he needed to be taken for evaluation. Deputy asked for backup. Wilson was agitated, rambling in conversation, and he told the deputy that he was on medications and the deputy could also smell alcohol on him. Other deputies arrived on the scene, so now you have 3 deputies there. They engage him in conversation. They try and talk him out of the vehicle. He's not going to get out. So one of the deputies engages him in a conversation to kind of draw his attention away. They grab him, and they're trying to extract him from the vehicle. When Wilson grabs the steering wheel, then he starts struggling with the deputy, kicks one of the deputies in the stomach while continuing to fight. At that time, another deputy deploys a taser, which strikes Mr. Wilson in the upper torso.
The taser stun gun, which is accurate from up to 25 feet, works by paralyzing people with a 50,000-volt shock delivered by 2 barbed darts whose current can penetrate clothing. But Debbie Carter said that didn't deter Wilson at all, leading deputies to tase him a second time, which subdued him to the point where they could remove him from his vehicle. But then he continued to struggle, falling to the ground. He then tried to crawl underneath a pickup truck. At that point, one of the deputies then drive-stunned him. Hillsborough County Sheriff's spokesperson Debbie Carter describes what that means.
That means that when the initial taser is deployed, it has prongs that actually go out, and those prongs, you know, you could be standing 15 feet away from the assailant and use the taser, the tongs actually go out, and it punctures the skin. That was the 2 times that were utilized before. This time, the prongs have already been, you know, pulled out, so then you can use it like what they call the old-fashioned ones, where you can actually put it up against the person's skin, and that's called drive stun. When you put it right in
right
into the skin. So they did that, and at that time they were able to actually get him under control enough that they could get handcuffs on him. He continued to struggle with, and they actually had to put leg irons on him and continued to fight with deputies. So then they utilized a second pair of handcuffs, which they what they call hobble tie. So you've got your hands behind your back. You have leg irons on, and then you take the second pair of handcuffs and hook them from the initial handcuffs back to the leg irons and kind of pull the leg up. He was handcuffed that way for a few moments, and then they realized he had become unresponsive. They removed all the handcuffs, began CPR, fire rescue arrived, and he was transported to South Florida Baptist Hospital where he expired.
Controversy over whether police departments should use tasers have taken place for years now. Human rights and civil rights groups have criticized the safety of stun guns and the potential for misuse. Jared Foyer is the Southern Regional Director for Amnesty International USA.
Well, the situation in Tampa, unfortunately, is fitting into a pattern that becomes all the more common. Pretty regularly, I get a phone call from a reporter about tasers, and I know that the situation is almost always that an individual was not complying with the police, but was not presenting a danger. He was tasered, and shortly after, he died. This situation is happening again and again, and it happens for a number of reasons.
The first Foyer says is that police officers are going out in the field using tasers with the idea that they're safe.
When the reality is that more than 300 individuals in the United States have died after being tasered since June of 2001. We do not know why they are dying. There has not been an independent, comprehensive medical study into the death, and so as a result, we're not able to provide the training, we're not able to provide policy, we're not able to inform officers on when they should use the devices and on which type of people, And as a result, they're tasering everyone from children, from a six-year-old boy, to pregnant women, to people in assisted living facilities. They don't realize the danger of the device.
There have been a number of lawsuits filed against law enforcement agencies over the years using taser guns, and some local governments have prohibited their use. But Jared Foyer from Amnesty International USA says that taser usage is going up, not down.
The number of police forces or police departments using tasers increases by about an average of 125 new forces per month. So we're well on our way to full deployment at this point. It is going to take a while for the studies to come out and for lawsuits to be resolved and for policymakers to have the information they need to start to bring policy into line with the new technology. And then some communities will stop using tasers, others will start to introduce new rules and new training. But for now, it's almost like the Wild West out there.